You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where you can build complex machine learning workflows by simply dragging and dropping. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show. We're going to talk about the designer I have with me. Santosh, tell us who you are and what you do, bud.
My name is Santosh Pillai. I'm a program manager at the Azure Machine Learning team.
Fantastic. What are we talking about today?
Today we are going to talk about the Azure Machine Learning Designer, mm-hmm. which enables drag and drop way of creating pipelines.
Fantastic. So when we talk about drag and drop, I'm reminded of the Azure Machine Learning Studio of yesteryear. How are those two different?
Well, so you know that Azure Machine Learning pipelines are used to create machine learning workflows,
correct.
Right? So we are making more investment into pipelines, and that way bringing in more capabilities into the product. So that means the citizen data scientists who have been using the legacy studio and the professional data scientists who have been currently using the Azure Machine Learning SDK, they both can use the designer to build machine learning workflows.
I see. So if I'm understanding correctly, because I know in the SDK currently with Azure Machine Learning Service, you can build really complicated workflows and pipelines, and you can do that all in code if you want. What you're saying is that the new designer takes advantage of that underlying infrastructure.
That is exactly right.
Fantastic. So what are the advantages of using designer?
So as you know, that when you are using the designer, you can create this, the simple workflows really, really easy. So it's a drag and drop facility. You don't have to know about code. So you don't have to know about the SDK that much. You don't have to use the IDE and a Jupyter Notebook. At the same time, if you are a professional data scientist, you can create complex workflows using the SDK, but can still visualize them in the designer. So that way, like if you want to make a small change in one of the steps in that complex workflow, you visualize that in the designer first and then clone it. It's making a copy of the workflow. Change that one simple step, change in the step, or make a change in the parameter, and you can submit that same workflow directly from the designer. You can also see the progress of the steps. You can also see the entire status of the pipeline, or you can go into the different outputs, logs of individual steps, et cetera, right from the designer UI.
And that's pretty cool, because my sense is that you can use the designer as a rapid prototyping tool, and then fine grains is all the same plumbing at the end. So my question to you is there parity between what you can do in the SDK and what you can do in the designer so people can collaborate?
So right now we are starting with supporting the Python script step that you're familiar with in the SDK. We will be supporting the rest of the steps as well. So you can create custom modules, publish them, and reuse them as you need it.
Fantastic. So I really love the idea of really prototyping things fast and then fine-grained, you know, doing it the way you're used to with Python, for example. So I feel like we've talked about this enough. Can you give us a little bit of a demo?
Yes.
All right.
So as you can see in this particular screen, I am looking at this example notebook that we already have, which has three different steps that explains the data dependency between the steps. So if you look more closely into this, here I am creating a train step, an extract step, and the compare step using the SDK. Now let's see. This is a lot of code. You are using Jupyter Notebook, and you are actually delving into the SDK details here. Now, if you go over to the designer phase, right, you land in the landing page, mm-hmm. and then you see the blank pipeline. You click on the plus sign to create a new workflow, which will give you this beautiful canvas. So you can just drag and drop your data set. So in this case, we are using a couple of data sets. You can customize them with the path that you have. And then the Python script steps. You can drag and drop the Python script steps, and you can customize those just using the parameters that it takes.
And this is pretty cool, because I was like, you're showing me a lot of code. Why? And the reason why is because you were showing me in the SDK how you would actually create this data structure or flow or workflow. But now you're showing me this is literally how you do it. Just drag, drop, do the things.
Exactly. That's so awesome. So if you look at, say, one of the customizations of the Python script step, right? Mm-hmm. So all you need is you need to give a name, which I'm going to give it here as compare, which is what exactly that we had in the SDK. And you will go and fetch the actual Python script behind that step, and give the name of this the Python script file. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to, for ease of use, I'm going to cut and paste the parameters here. We are going to make this more easier as we go along.
Right.
And so,
but I mean, putting parameters into a Python script, I feel like I've been doing this my whole programmery type life, you know, when it comes to data science. So I'm not super worried about that. But it's cool that you can actually do that.
Yes, so you can select a compute target per step, or you can actually select a compute target for the entire workflow. So once you have done that and give a parameter here, then you are ready to start that step, define that step. So this is all it takes to define a particular step, a Python script step.
That's cool.
Once that is done, you can just connect the arrows, connect the nodes together to build that graph. Uh-huh. And once that is complete, you can just submit using the submit button, which will take you to the finished product here, finished graph here.
So as we look at this, so when I actually hook the data path up to the train script, for example, it's getting a reference into that train script. Is that how it works?
Correct. So the data flow, that's an implicit data flow from one step to the next step. So that also means that the preceding step will have to be finished before the next step starts.
I see. And so how would my Python code get? Because when I'm running my code, right, I'm basically like pointing to a directory and saying, let's just say, because I'm a computer vision guy, I'm going to look at a directory that has all the dog and cat images for simplicity's sake. How does it know from the data path how to get that data?
Correct. So in the compute target, we are going to mount that data path or copy that data path, depending on how you specify the connection should be or the data download should be. Mm-hmm. So either it will be downloaded or mounted towards the compute target, depending on whether the compute Sure. target supports or not. And once that is there, you have that data right there. And then the script gets run using that data, produces an output. Again, yeah. It is written to an intermediate data file.
And that's cool because, like, as I'm thinking about it, basically I could use a data path as one of the arguments to my script, and then it's just the same script as I was using before.
That's exactly right.
This is awesome. So we've spent about a couple of minutes talking about this. Tell us, where can we go to find out more? Obviously, there's tons more stuff you can do with the designer, but we don't have a lot of time. Tell us, where can we find out more?
So it's in the Azure Machine Learning portal. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of documentation that is coming up that is in the Ignite time.
Fantastic. It's coming out at Ignite, which is something that you already have access to. So what we'll do is we'll put links below so everyone can get access to it. I'm personally a huge fan of saving time, and I feel like this really saves a lot of time. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you so much for watching. We're learning all about the Azure Machine Learning Designer and how you can create workflows, really amazing workflows for machine learning just by dragging and dropping. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.